Welcome, everybody. Share number 1609, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so just to go over some interesting questions, I want to go through a little bit the Sefer Hilchos Brachos from Rav Malka. Baruch Hashem, we were able to find in Eretz Yisrael, working mooks out of there a little bit, and the he wrote on various different simanim and pretty much all of Hilchos Brachos, also beautiful stuff, very interesting questions, unique questions which come up, and it's important to go through them. So this question is just somebody, one of our wonderful Bnei Chabura, which we always ask everybody should send in questions. They ask interesting questions that the person has a soup, so they have the soup, and they have some mazonos that they're warming up in the oven during the week, of course. Let's say, whatever the case is, little maybe mandolin or whatever the case is, then something that they want to put into the soup. Some sort of little pieces of mazonos that they want to put into the soup. So the question is, the mazonos, let's say in a case in time, would have to be made separate, assuming that it's a separate thing. Sometimes it's a knedel, right, or whatever the case might be. Or it might even be possibly noodles. So the bottom line is, in a case in time whereby two separate brachas have to be made, we're not going to get into that right now, but in general, definitely, let's say, for example, the case of a knedel or a couple of dumplings, they have these soup dumplings, and it's all mazona. So it's being cooked, it's being baked, it's still being worked on a little bit, and the person has their soup, and it might be ready in 10 minutes, whatever the case is, but a person has their soup now, and they would like to start eating their soup, the plain broth of the soup. So they want to make a shakal. Or the question is, this person is, so the maisa, do they have to wait for the mazonos to be ready? It's finishing off the cooking another 5-10 minutes, or it's finishing off in the oven, whatever the case is. Again, in the case in time where it's mazonos, we're not getting into, what brachas is made on what, but if it's a pure mazonos, so they want to make a shakal in the soup. So the answer is yes, you would be allowed to make a shakal on the soup, because the maisa, the halacha is in kadima and brachas. Now we're talking about strictly kadima and brachas, which bracha would come first. So lemaisa, if the mazonos, the dumplings or whatever, the knedel or whatever it is not ready yet, so you make the bracha when it's done, whenever it's ready. It's no different than if it's not in front of you, because it is not in front of you. It's like, let's say, something from the fridge or something in the cabinet. If it's not in front of you, we discussed the fact that you would not have to wait to make that bracha. So even though mazonos, of course, comes before shahakal, all the brachas come before shahakal, pretty much all the brachas on food, that is, shakal does come before reyach. We discussed that real quickly before. If somebody wants to smell something, make a bracha on smelling something, and they're also going to be eating shahakal, so then the shahakal would come first. Okay, but getting back to the food items, so one would be allowed to make the shahakal on the soup, and whenever the mazonos is ready, then they will go ahead and make the mazonos on that knedel or the dumpling or whatever the case might be. Okay, and definitely goes without saying. Actually, the question was even further, that lemaisa, let's say the mazonos has nothing to do with the soup. It's something being cooked up or whatever. So then for sure, there's no question at all. Yeah, the chiddush is over here, even if it's something that might be put into the soup. And in a case in time where two brachas are made in general, this would definitely be a knedel for sure, dumpling, l'chayra, the Rabban that brings down in his sefer, that would also be two separate brachas. It's a question on croutons, and it's a question on noodles. That's on lakshin. Those two things are more questionable. We're not going to get into the whole subject right now. Okay, so be it as it may, again, this is a clear case whereby it's not in front of you, and one would be allowed to make the shahakal first. Another interesting case, which I myself have many times, a person sometimes likes to drink a glass of water, whatever. They start out the day a glass of water, but they're going to be drinking a coffee also. I know I have it myself sometimes, Shabbos afternoon or whatever, and I want to take a glass of water, and I'm going to be having a coffee also. Now, they're both shahakal. We have to realize they're both shahakal, right? So, and let's say they're both, let's say they're both ready to, they're both in front of me, let's put it like that, right? I have the coffee and I have the water, whatever the case is, they're both in front of me. So let's backtrack. If the coffee's not ready, so then I want to make a shahakal on the water, assuming that I'm thirsty. Of course, I have to be thirsty for the water. If I'm not thirsty for the water, like just to take a pill, right, or something like that, so then you don't make a bracha. We discussed that in the past. But let's say I'm thirsty. I'm very thirsty, and I'd like to have some water. So then I can make a shakal on the water, and I can have in mind the coffee, right? Assuming that the coffee is, I didn't make the coffee yet, or it's not in front of me, right? It's in the kitchen, and I'm in the living room. I'm nowhere near the coffee. Or I didn't make it yet, right? So, but let's say I have the coffee ready to go and the water ready to go. So the chayru one, and let's say in general the coffee, let's say, I think in most cases, I know by me anyways, the geshmaka coffee is usually chaviv, right? So you have chaviv, the more desirable drink over here would be the coffee. So one should be careful if in fact they're both in front of you. So one should be careful to drink, make a shahakal on the coffee, and then go ahead and drink the water, because hey, that's not a problem. But to make the shahakal on the coffee, assuming that it's in front of you. Now, in case in time, if somebody, mamish, I can't drink the coffee, I, my mouth, I'm so thirsty, I must have some regular water. Coffee usually doesn't quench your thirst, right? We all know that coffee is geschmack, but it probably won't quench your thirst. So, but I need that drink of water, I just can't drink the coffee unless I drink the water. I have to have the water. Okay, so that's a different story. So then that's a siba. Then that's a scenario whereby one would be able to drink the make a bracha on the water and have in mind the coffee. L'chayru, if mamish is so bad, it's better if it's possible just to make a bracha on the coffee. Take a tiny sip, right? Assuming that the coffee is chaviv. I mean, if somebody likes water better than coffee, so then it's a different story. But possibly, but on the coffee. Take a tiny sip and then drink the water. That's preferably what should be done. But if somebody feels I just can't, I'm so thirsty, I must have that water right now. I can't even drink a coffee, not even a sip. So okay, so then there's the lechayru. There would be room to be makel in that situation to make the bracha on the water. But as much as possible, one should try, if possible, to take a tiny sip, make a shakal on the coffee, take a tiny sip, and of course, the water that's in front of you will be covered. Thank you for listening. Atzlachem bracha kol tov.